I don't know what to say. Hallelujah. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Oh, there they are. They're in here. Hallelujah. Oh, no laughter this morning. Nobody feel good about being up and able to move around here this morning. Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what, I get excited when I can get up and put my shoes on anymore. You know what I'm saying? God's in the blessing business. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I get a little sore sometimes, but you know what? We keep moving right on, don't we? Oh, hallelujah. You know, we got to stand on something, don't we? And it's nothing like standing on the word of the Lord. Amen. Because, you know, all his promises are yes and amen. And and with that being said, I know it's all good. Amen. On my worst day, I'd rather stand with Christ and let the devil in. Because it's all good. Let's go, guys. Oh, dear God, we ask for your favor. Come and sweep through this place. Oh, we desire you. I just want to be with you, be where you are, dwell in your presence, oh God. Oh, I want to walk with you. Me what you want for my life. It's yours, oh God, it's yours. Do your will, have your way, be Lord God in this place. Oh, I want your will to be done. And I will mountain, and I step off the shore, and I have chosen to follow him and be by your side forevermore. And I step off the shore, and I have chosen to follow him and be by your side forevermore. Tell me what you want me to do, Lord God, tell me what you want for my life. It's yours, oh God, it's yours. Do your will, have your way, be Lord God in this place. Oh, I want your will to be done. And I will climb this mountain, and I step off the shore, and I have chosen to follow, The Lord, what could I do to help him? My life would have been better. If I had said, tell me what you want me to do, Lord God, I would have been in a lot better shape than I am in now. You know, we as people are naturally out for us, but we're made in his image. When sin come in, it put that me factor involved. And when I put things like I want them, sometimes it contradicts what the good Lord wants for you. And until we can put ourselves in a position to kill that old man, as they used to say, we have to lay it down daily so Christ can pick it up. Nowhere around it. If we don't submit to the word and submit to the authority of the good Lord daily, well, Satan has room to reign. Just bottom line. The God that I serve, the God that we serve, is in control of everything. The elections, the whole ball of wax. This is the biggest mess I've ever seen, and I don't care what side of the fence you're standing on. It's a mess. But you know what? God's got this. He's in control. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes I just shake my head and like, well, you know, y'all need to get the Lord and then y'all wouldn't be going through all this. That's the way I see it. That's right. With God, all things are possible. With God, all things are yes and amen. Amen. All right, go ahead, guys. Mom, I know y'all listening. This is for you and Dad this morning, amen? Hallelujah.
You're standing at a mountain that you know you cannot climb. Your enemies approaching. Coming from behind, there's trouble all around you. There's no place to run away, but there's a voice that's deep inside you, yeah, saying it's time to stand and pray. I dare to believe. Then mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, he's much more than able, yeah. So don't be afraid, stand up to see. Inside you, it's just a mustard seed of faith. But by the mighty hand of God, now you know the tiny seed was placed. And though the world may try to crush you, it can never keep you down. No, 'cause soon the life of
and ladies in here.
Let miracles happen here. Let mountains still move and demons still flee. For the God that we serve, He's much more than able here. So don't be afraid. Stand up and say, I dare to believe. No matter what the doubters tell you, no matter what the devil says, no matter what anybody else does, we just keep trusting Jesus. You see, it won't be long that God is right and the doubters are wrong. Oh, I dare to believe that miracles happen here.
Ask yourself why God, why do you do this and that for me? You ever ask yourself that? You ever answer yourself? You know what they say. If you answer yourself, you know what they say. No, but not kicking the jokes. But seriously, you ever answer yourself why God do certain things for you? You think maybe because it's part of the plan He has for you? It just may be. I'm not a scholar by no stretch of the imagination, but, you know, I figured when God blesses me in certain areas of my life, I must be moving in the right direction. Amen? I firmly believe that God will nudge you. No. Let's go this way. He's got it like that. I love the Lord. Used to be, I wouldn't say that in public. When I was running around out here in these streets, well, I wouldn't own up or confess that I knew anything about the Lord. Not publicly. Especially when I was out and had a big old crack pipe in my mouth and all this good old stuff. I didn't have time to think about none of that. But I'm going to tell you what. If God can change this old boy, He can change anybody. But you know what? There was a point in my life I had to break. There was a point in my life I had to get down on my knees and look up. There was a point in my life I had to accept the Word. And when I did that, lo and behold, I got out of the way of myself. I got out of the way of myself, and boom. That's exactly what happened. It just exploded. It exploded. Now, I come to this church. There was a guy sitting there back there on the back row. When I come in here, the first Sunday, the second Sunday, I'm looking for a job. Just got out of prison. I'm looking for a job. And from that point, 2 years later, he taught me a trade. Oh, I'm still doing what he taught me. That's how I make my living. That's one thing God did for me. Then I quit doing that, and I went to work for that man right there named Jim Hadley. That was the second job I had when I got out of prison. And what I learned down there, I apply that every time I go somewhere else and work. I apply that. He was a little hard on me at times, but you know. I'm just kidding. You can't ask for a better man to go to work for. No, you cannot. And I kept doing what I told God I would do. When I was looking at those 12 years, I said, good Lord, if you get me out of this, I said, I'll go where you send me, do what you ask me to do at any time. And guess what? I'm still doing that too. That's exactly right. You know, we got to get out of our way. If we don't get out of our way, God can't move. He won't move. We got to get out of our own way. You know, we're our own biggest enemy. So the pity parties and all this good stuff, you can just lay that down. He ain't wanting to hear that. He knows what's going to happen. So what he likes to see is you give him a word, you give him your word, and when he puts it in your face, you do what he commands you to do. Then watch it go, boom. I promise you, it will erupt. It has for me. It has for me. God puts me in a position daily to speak to someone about the word. God puts me in a position to make a living. It's there. It's there. Sometimes we get in our own way, might louse something up. But just get a hold of the reins on the old colt and pull him back a little bit, and he'll last a little longer. What I mean by that, get a hold of yourself and back up a little bit. And Lord, you know, hey, forgive me for blah, 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 but let's get this corrected. And there it goes. We can repent. We can ask for forgiveness. We can comfort each other. And those are godly things. That's what the blood and the grace and what he did for us, that's what that covers. Amen. Hey, it's time to take up our offering this Sunday. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I just thank you for the blessings. And Lord, I thank you for the tithers and the givers, Lord God, of this church. I thank you, Lord God, for an awesome place to worship. Now, Lord God, bless each individual as they do this. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah.
God and King, His love endures forever. For He is good, He is above all things. His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise. With a mighty hand and outstretched arm, His love endures forever. For the life that's been reborn, His love endures forever. Sing praise, sing praise, sing praise, sing praise. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever God is faithful, forever God is strong. Forever God is with us, forever and ever. Forever. The rising to the setting sun, His love endures forever. By the grace of God we will carry on, His love endures forever. Sing praise.
word. His love endures forever. 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 Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Sing praise. Forever you are faithful. Forever you are strong. Forever you are with us.
Thank you for being you, Lord God, and I just thank you. I just thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Here I am, all I can offer. Bowing down, you have my worship. Here I come, here I run. I need you. Like a child needing a father, without you, I'm empty and broken. I come, here I run, I need you. So I'm running to you, into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe, 'cause I'm running to you. And I won't pretend to be sufficient. Know how bad I need you. I'm running. Here I am, reaching my hand down. Hear my heart, I pour it all. I run, I need you. Light my path, lead me, I'll follow. Be my shield, my strength for tomorrow. Here I come, here I run, I need. So I'm running to you, into the shelter of the Most High. There I know I'm safe, yes, I'm running to you. And I won't pretend to be sufficient. running to you, and I won't pretend to be sufficient. Nice to have somebody to run to, amen. Oh, hallelujah. You know, I need to reach out something. When I was in school, I memorized this psalm. And this morning on the way out the door, the good Lord told me to read this morning. And it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I will fear no evil." Amen. "For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I would dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you. That is to let you know that he's got your back. Amen. He's got your back. He's there to comfort and aid and do whatever you need. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus, for the reading of your word. Amen. In Jesus' name.
Dying, he said, buried, he carried my
rising, he justifies freely forever. One day he's coming, oh glorious day, oh glorious day.
Hallelujah. I just thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank you, Lord God. I just thank you. Thank you, Lord God. I like that. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Yes. See, living, he loved me. Amen. And dying, he saved me. That's what allows me to do what I'm doing now. If it had not been for the blood, we'd be lost, guys. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus. Brother Bob.